There we go. Okay, so today is April 17th, 2019, and we're going to do lesson number 7 called Seeing the Heels While Lying on the Stomach, which, as I've mentioned before, we've done before, but you always know that it's different each time. So today we will continue to emphasize what we've been working on for the last couple weeks of the extension, right? Kind of strengthening extension in our back, opening up our chest, the front side, and freeing up our hips. So in saying that, take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor today. This is always how we start a lesson, is checking in with ourselves and becoming aware of the contact that we're making, first of all, with the floor. And then once you observe the contact, you start to look for differences. Is one side of your pelvis making more contact than the other? Maybe one leg feels longer than the other. One shoulder feels higher or lower. So as you're sinking into your awareness of yourself more and more here and becoming self-aware, you're beginning to become aware of these differences that you feel. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left as you do so. Again, to sense and feel how you roll your head today, if there's any tension or tightness. Okay, and then from there, we're going to, like the last 2 weeks, work on the stomach. So please roll over onto your stomach. And once you're over on your stomach, we worked with our arms long on the floor up by our head, right? And we started with, so we're just kind of going to go back and start with some of the same things of the right arm, thinking of your right arm lengthening and then lifting away from the floor. And the moment that you lengthen and lift, you feel in the shoulder blade in the upper back, the extensors firing. So those are those muscles that start to tighten. And so you're becoming aware of that's what's occurring. So your whole backside is where we house the extensors. That's it. And now with your right arm, you're going to add in lifting your head at the same time. So for right now, instead of looking, you just lift it straight up. Yeah. And as soon as you add your head in, you feel a whole lot more extensors firing, right? It should be going all the way down to the lower back. So it's really the extensors more in the lower back that support the lifting of your head. Your head weighs a lot. An average head weighs about 16 pounds, right? Your arm, I don't know, maybe 3, 4. Beautiful. Pause with that. And let's just shift over to the left arm. So again, you're going to lengthen and then lift just the left arm. And how you do that, what you feel in the back, how is it different than the right? And then begin to add in your head with the left arm. Beautiful. And pause for a moment. And then, just for the heck of it, let's do both arms and your head together. So it's a whole lot of back, right? So no legs involved, that's it. Good. Great, okay, and let's pause with that. Let's do a little bit more before we roll onto your back to rest. So let's shift your attention now to the right leg. And again, it's this lengthening and then lifting experience. That's it. So you feel the front side of your right hip pushing into the floor. And again, you feel your glute, your hamstring, and up your back, right into the lower back, contracting. That's it. And then let's pause with the right leg and then shift over to the left leg. Is it lighter? Is it heavier? Is it easier? Beautiful. Okay, let that go. Let's have you roll back over onto your back and rest. And so it's real important right now, after what we just did, while you're resting on your back with your legs long, your arms long, is to check in and really sense, this is for you, Corinne, how your back feels now. So what has occurred from you firing these extensors? So does your spine feel longer? Does your spine feel a little more arched with the length? How does the back of the shoulders and your head rest on the floor now? Okay, and let's roll back over again. Let's start with your arms long again up by your head on the floor. Okay, so we're going to start now with the right arm again. That's it, add in your head, so your right arm with your head. There you go. Good. And as you do this a few more times, just feel what you do in your lower body. Good. Okay, pause with that for a moment. And now we're going to go to your left leg. So it's the opposite side, right? So we're going to work with diagonals today. So before you start with the left leg, though, you're going to bend now at the knee. So it's going to change things a little bit. So you're going to have your left foot, so to speak, pointed towards the ceiling. So Corinne, can you, yeah. So think of the left foot towards the ceiling. And you're going to start by just lifting now, think the left knee. And to lift the left knee, you want to think about the front side of the hip pressing down, right? So for the knee to come up, the hip has to press forward and down. And also you feel part of your belly pushes down, right? And then you feel the extensors and the glutes tighten. So all that's going on. Quite a bit goes on, right? That's it. So what you don't want to have happen is you don't want the front of the hip to lift away from the floor. You really want to press it into the floor. And this is how you get the release in the hip flexors. Beautiful. Why don't you pause for a moment? Just lengthen the left leg down and just pause and just rest in this position. Notice your breath and your breathing, how it goes into your back. Okay, so please bend your left knee again. Bring your left foot up. And now we're going to combine the movement of the left knee with the right arm and head. So you're going to do all three lifts at the same time. So it's important you go slow, right? And this is definitely not about lifting high. So it's just minimal lifting, but that you want the three parts to lift simultaneously together. So it's the left knee, the right arm, and your head. So you feel this diagonal line from your left glute to the right shoulder of the extensors working. And this is really important. Many of us lose this diagonal. We lose the diagonals. So if this feels a little challenging, then it means you need it. Good. Excellent. And let's pause and rest. Just rest on your stomach in this position. And now we're going to go to start with the left arm in your head. So let's first see how this feels. Excellent. Pause. And then bend the right knee. So remember now the right foot is pointed towards the ceiling. And you're just going to do the leg first, right? So we're just going to lift the knee. And to do that, you push the hip down, right? That's the critical piece. That's it. That hip, the front of the hip, has got to push down to float up the knee. And again, if this is hard, that's how tight your hip flexors are. Excellent. Let's take a little break. Let the leg rest for a moment. So let it lower and just rest. Yeah. And now bend the right knee again. Bring the right foot up. And now you're going to do the right knee, left arm, and head all together. And how is this diagonal? How does it feel the same? And how does it feel different? Does one diagonal feel stronger than the other? Excellent. Okay, let's let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. So now let's compare again. So the first round was just extension, and now we've just worked with extension through the diagonals. And how does it show up now with you lying on your back? Did the diagonal somehow balance you out a little bit? Or take you out of balance? How does it feel different? And then let's roll back over onto your stomach again. Arms lengthened once again. That's it. Okay, so we're gonna go back to the right arm with the left leg. So you're gonna bend your left knee. And let me just describe the movement first. It's a little different. So this time you get to, in a way, we're holding the movement. So you're going to lift the right arm, your head, and the left knee. And then you're going to rock like a rocking horse. So not left and right. Listen, the diagonal. So you want to rock from lifting the left knee a bit higher to bring the right armpit down. And then you're going to lift the right armpit and head higher to bring the left hip closer to the ground. So again, you start with the left knee lifted, right arm and your head, and you're rocking through this diagonal. And it's a little bit more to the center, CJ, than to the sides. So it's centered, you know, but that's better. Nice, Dana. Nice, Nia. So if you're rocking too much left and right, look for more the center. And just do it a couple times, I know, then rest. It's hard. Okay, stop. Everybody rest. So some of you are really, so rest your legs, everything. So when I just say rest, rest. So if you're doing a big rocking left and right, that's not what it is. The rocking is forward and back towards the armpit and the hip, right? So you're just slightly off the midline, right? So get in your mind's eye right now, the right armpit down to the left hip, right? Okay, so bend the left knee, left foot up. Lift the right arm, head, and now find, Nia, you're doing it beautifully. Much better, CJ. That's it, Dana. So you're much better. And Marlene, notice what you're doing with your head. Big movements with your head. Yeah, so think less this, mm-hmm. and think more this way.
Okay, so
lift your knee up more, there, and then look. That's it. That's better. It's back to that extension with you. Right, so if this feels really exhausting, okay, everybody rest again. Right, so it's just really important always to remember in a class when something is exhausting, hard, difficult, usually those are the things that we need, right, in life, that somehow it's not familiar to us. That's why it feels hard, right? Does that make sense? Okay, so now we're going to go to the other diagonal. So let's just first bend the left leg up, right? And then you're going to lift your left hand, right leg, and head. And remember, you're moving forward and back. Is the diagonal, right? Not left and right. And then thinking about getting the armpit. So this is a critical thing for you, Nia. Think about that armpit. So what gets in the way for you is your ribs. No, It's not the shoulder. Shoulder isn't your problem. It's your ribs. Okay, everybody take a break. Everybody take a break. Everybody take a break for a minute. Rest on your stomach. Okay, so, and Nia's got it on one side. Marlene, I think you've got this on both sides. So we're all going to go through a translation of this. So when I say the word ribs, keep your arms long, just rest. When I say ribs, so there's these ribs underneath your shoulder blades, right? And then the ribs go down your back. And I actually have this situation, so I know it so well, oh too well. So when we go into extension, you want the ribs on your backside to, in a way, come together, and you want them to move forward towards your, like on your stomach. It's like your chest comes more into the ground. Now there's a good chunk of us that we don't do this. When we fire the extensors, we actually have the ribs pull more backwards. And what that does is it creates a stickiness with the shoulder blade. So I think sometimes when I describe that, it can be useful. So let's go back to the movement that you did earlier with both arms and the head lifting. And that's an opportunity to get these ribs to go forward. So think of your sternum, your breastbone, and then the ribs along both sides sinking forward, right? So what you don't want to have is the ribs to bulk backwards. That's it, Dana. That's it, Nia. You get the idea? But can you feel the discrepancy between the two sides? This side sinks more in here than this side. So when these tend to, I'm going to touch you in here, but when these tend to bulk back, you'll see how easy. Push into my hand, bulk back with the ribs. Nope, don't do anything with arms. Just bulk back. Yes, not the shoulder. And that's what you do. That. It's nothing to do with that. It's these guys that are in the way. So when these guys are in the way, this shrugs up here. So now think all this has got to sink. You see what I'm saying? You see how easy this side just sinks? Okay? So that's going to be useful for you. Okay. That's it, Marlene. Because Marlene, you have the same thing. You're a bulker of ribs. so right in here, yeah, it's getting these ribs. We've been working on this to sink forward, and then the shoulder blade can slide back. I'm sorry, what? Well, it's better to try to feel. So let's go back to the right arm and left leg. Bend your left leg up. But I hear what you're saying. So, yeah, because you're a bulker too. So can you think of where my hand is sinking down to the floor?
Yeah.
There. Ah! Then lift your arm and your head. That's more it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Right? Okay, so head, arm, and leg lift, and then rock again. Right? So feel how, Nia, this diagonal is so clear for you. Right? Easy breezy. No shoulder. I think this is the harder one for Dana. Okay, pause, right? Everybody's got an easier and harder. Or it's hard. Everything's hard. For this gentleman on the end, he's probably thinking, what is she having me do? Okay, let's go to the other diagonal, which would be the right leg, left arm, and get those ribs down. That's it. And then do your rocking horse. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Let's roll onto your back and rest. A lot of work. So when you roll onto your back, again, observe and check in. How are these diagonals affecting you? So why are the diagonals so important? Because we walk and move, the way that we walk and move is contralateral. What we don't want to go into is homolateral. That's an elephant. Right? Right? But when we've had an accident or injury in a certain area, it's really easy to become homolateral and lose the diagonal. Right? That's where you see, as we get quite a bit older people, and you see them and they just shift left and right, right? They no longer move their legs forward and back to walk. Okay, so now on your back, we're going to do something here on your back to examine and work with those extensors a little bit more. So as you're lying there, think about the ribs again, right? Now, so Nia, it was your right side that was easier, right? Dana, it was your left side, right? Or am I wrong? Okay. Whatever side you felt like the ribs could engage easier, bend that leg. Bring it to stand. So the ribs on that side. Okay. Okay. So what you're going to do, we're going to go back to this movement that you know very, very well. Your leg is bent, foot is standing, where you push your foot into the floor, the pelvis starts to roll, you keep the knee towards the ceiling, and you start to arch and fire the extensors, right? So we did all the extensors on the stomach, but it's important to know how to fire the extensors when you're on your back. So remember, your knee stays pointed up. The pelvis rolls, not the knee. Okay, so now this is the question to ask yourself. As you do this, do you feel how the ribs go into an arch and bow and the shoulder blade hangs behind? That's what you're looking for, right? Now what I do on the right side is my ribs want to go backwards. They don't arch so much. Am I making sense? They want to bulk up. So can the ribs, it's like if somebody attached, you know, a string or something to your right, if you're doing your right side, the breast and the chest, and they're lifting it up to the ceiling, right? So the ribs on the back side are compressing, and right? Which allows the shoulder blade to hang backwards. This is what solves shoulder issues. Because if the ribs don't get out of the way, then the shoulder blade has nowhere to go but up in your neck. Am I making sense? You guys wrapping around it, playing with it, right? So it gives you, this is your homework between now and next week, is to work with your ribs. Okay, good. Let's pause, let's rest for a minute, and then we'll go to the other side. So why would the ribs want to, for example, bulk backwards? Right, what do you think that comes from?
Hunching.
You're somewhat on the right direction. Hunching, what else though? Take it a step further, CJ. In a way, yes, right? And lifting, right? Anything that, so if you tend to lift on that side, carry on that side. Okay, so you're going to change, you're going to go to the other side, right? Because I let you pick your easier side. So go to the other side, right? And we always do the easier side first because now your brain has an idea of what we're asking the ribs to do. So you push that foot into the floor, you roll the pelvis, you keep that knee directed towards the ceiling, and you emphasize those ribs coming forward so now this shoulder blade can hang back. Yeah, I mean, you really start to discover. I mean, mine's really dramatic because it's from doing this work and working on people. I'm so dominant with my right hand and holding heads and, right? And you get more, I shouldn't say that. It's different power that you get when the ribs bulk back, right? But to like lift something or, right? Or it's for women, it's scooping up and carrying a child on one side. Right? Those ribs got habitually back, and then it's hard for them to go forward. So when the ribs are back, the shoulder has nowhere else to go but up. So just understanding that so that you can get the shoulder back and that you can learn and develop that these ribs squeeze together on the back side as you open on the front side. It'll do wonders for your neck and shoulders. So Marlene, Mia, Dana, these are you guys, this is super important for you guys. And I've never articulated it this way. Okay, let it go, rest. How was that? Good learning? How the shoulder blades feel now, right? So really, again, it's not so much about the shoulders. It's the ribs that are in the way. And the ribs lie underneath the shoulder blades. So when those suckers are all ganged up, it's really, really difficult for the shoulder. Okay, back over onto the stomach. This time you're going to bring your arms more into what I call like the push-up position. So the hands, that's it, CJ, are placed by the side of your chest and the elbows are up. Okay? And let's start again with the right side. And that means bend the left leg up. Okay? So you're not going to do anything with the left leg. You're going to keep it there, but you're going to try to see. That's why it's called seeing the heels. We're going to try to see now. So why this rib stuff is so important is for this movement. So you're going to think of pushing with the right hand, looking over the right shoulder to see the left heel, right? So the ribs really have to drop forward to get the shoulder blade back, right? So you're looking over the right shoulder. Isn't that, was that the one you said was easier, Marlene, for you?
Right shoulder is the one that has to.
Yeah, and try not, Nia, to come up so high like that. Less than that. Let your chest stay down a little bit more and do more work in the upper back, but let the tummy stay down more. There, and then that shoulder, right. So feel the shoulder blade slides along your back. Widen your hands a little bit wider out, you guys, like a push-up, so the shoulder blade can move. There's a twist. So CJ, bring your elbows out a little bit. Yeah, they're too close into you. Wider, even more, CJ. Widen the hands. Hands, there. Now, look over the right shoulder and let that right shoulder blade go to the left. That's it, that's it. Now keep the left leg up and try the same thing looking over the left shoulder, okay? And so some of you have your hands a little too close to your sides. So really go a little wider than you think. So it lets the shoulder blade move along your back towards your spine. That's it, Marlene. So you're looking at the left heel. Now can you alternate looking once over the left side and once over the right side. And if you get tired, let me tell you what's gonna happen is those shoulders will start scrunching up, right? So the ribs have gotta be hanging down forward. That means your belly button stays forward towards the floor. Okay, let's rest it. Roll onto your back and rest. Was that hard?
That's really good. This was the lesson we did and I couldn't do anything.
Isn't that great? Yeah, so just feel Yeah, so this is one of the ways that I feel extraordinarily lopsided. Because my left side of my ribs are so easily, they'll arch. And then the right side I feel like is all hiked up, right? Okay, let's roll back over. Let's find that good place for your hands again. So take a moment. Elbows are in the air, right? It's like a push-up. Okay, and now we're gonna work with the other leg. So let's bend the right leg and bring the right foot to the ceiling. You're gonna start by looking over the left shoulder. So let's start with that one. So again, remember that your belly button and that the ribs need to kind of sag forward, so to speak, right? Those ribs have to get out of the way for the shoulder blade to move on the back side. And you're breathing. And now let's go to looking over the right shoulder at the right heel. And then, why don't you begin to try to alternate, right? You're doing a great job. There you go. Excellent. Okay, and let's just pause. Let's do one little thing on the stomach before we roll over. Lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms. And let's go back to this earlier movement of the arms and head lifting. Lord, will this feel light now, right? Has that gotten lighter? Think of the ribs coming forward. That's it, Dana. So the ribs come forward, shoulder and arms back. Good. How is that, Marlene? Better? Mm-hmm. Okay. And everybody let it go, rest, and roll over onto your back and rest. Let's see how our extensors are doing. Right, so you should be starting to feel, I don't know if I should use this word, but I'll use it, balanced, right? So when we get these diagonals and extensors going, it really gets us balanced with ourselves. When we feel like we're real dominant on one side, right? Okay, so let's go back over to your stomach again. Let's bring your arms back into the push-up position. And now we will weave in the last piece of actually involving the leg to lift. So let's start with your left leg again. And we're going to start by looking over the right shoulder. So when you do this, you can also at the same time lift the left knee, right? And that keeps you from rolling. Again, it's not a rolling movement, right? So the key thing is that the ribs, right, and your spine are arching down to the floor, right? Like a hammock. And you're going to look over the right shoulder and you're going to lift the left knee. So you're again staying very close to the midline. You're not rocking and rolling left and right. Better, CJ. And then you're somehow breathing. Right? So it makes it harder to lift that knee, doesn't it?
It does.
And keep the left hip down. Right? That's it. So hang in there just a couple more times. So again, try not to do that big rock. Try to stay centered, Marlene. Back to that belly button staying in the center. Okay, rest on your tummies. Okay, let's try the other diagonal. So we're gonna bring the arms into the push-up position. You're gonna bend the right knee, right? So the involvement will be the right knee lifting, but you wanna keep centered with the diagonal, and you're gonna look over the left shoulder. So right knee up, looking over left shoulder, and you keep in the center, right? So you're not very, very minimal rocking left and right, right? It's more arching. That's it. Okay, let's let that go. Let's go back onto your back and rest. And again, just take in how things are feeling now. How is each shoulder blade resting on the floor now? How is each side of your pelvis? How do you sense your spine in the midline area? How do you sense your diagonals? So something I really haven't asked of you to pay attention to before. So how do the diagonals feel? Does each diagonal have the same length? And how do the ribs feel underneath those shoulder blades, right? So after doing a significant amount of extension like we've done, there's this really nice, airy, kind of arch feeling. Right, so the shoulders touch and then the ribs are away from the floor and down to the lower back. So in many ways, this is what we want. Not necessarily to feel flat and, oh, a lot of me's touching because we're so rounded the other way, right? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just see how that feels now. Hopefully your neck feels super free and light from all this extension. So that's the other benefit. A lot of extension just frees up the neck and shoulder area. A lot less work. And then bring your head back to the center. Bring some attention onto your breath and your breathing. Your inhalation, your exhalation. And then when you're ready, roll to your side, come to sitting, and then come to standing. And it's going to be real important to sense how you feel in standing from this lesson before you go into walking.